It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Monroe with KRWG News. On the final day of 2020, New Mexico state health officials announced over 1,600 additional COVID-19 cases and 41 deaths related to the coronavirus. As of Thursday, officials said there were over 800 individuals hospitalized in New Mexico for COVID-19. Texas health officials are acknowledging some vaccine shipments have been delayed or have had to be replaced. Some Texas hospitals are reporting they don't yet have enough to start giving shots to the next round of eligible patients. The Texas Hospital Association said on Wednesday that several shipments of the Moderna version of the vaccine have had to be set aside and replaced because of concerns that cold storage requirements had been compromised. In El Paso, there's a group of community health workers known as Promotores de Salud. They're lay people trained to help spread public health information in low-income border communities. As KERA's Mallory Falk reports, COVID-19 has made their outreach more challenging and more important than ever.
There's a long line outside Tamales Lupita on this Saturday morning. It's a popular spot on the outskirts of El Paso County. People bundled in jackets and face masks wait to order tamales or burritos to go.
Por favor, lea toda la información. Está en inglés y en español.
Fabiola Rodriguez approaches each person in line and gives them a packet, along with plastic bags filled with two reusable masks and a small bottle of hand sanitizer.
Y un bote de sanitizador para que lo traiga con usted.
Rodriguez is a promotora. She and her team spend their days outside local businesses, grocery stores, the town's go-to tamale place, sharing valuable information on navigating the pandemic.
It's not only about reduce the risk of COVID, but reduce the risk of financial hardship.
Those packets are filled with resources for people who need help with things like paying rent or covering funeral costs. The Promotora program has been in El Paso for decades, designed to share public health information in remote, under-resourced areas. Promotoras are mostly women, well-known and well-respected in their communities.
Oftentimes, within our culture, we'll heed the advice of our family and friends and our neighbors before we actually seek the advice of a professional.
That's Bibiana Mancera, who coordinates a community outreach project through UT El Paso that includes Promotoras. Mancera says physicians and nurses are respected, but they're also often strangers. A promotora, she might be your neighbor down the street or someone's aunt. If someone doesn't know where to start seeking medical care, promotoras are more accessible.
So there is this connectedness that is critical and crucial to why the program works here.
Some people actually feel more comfortable sharing personal struggles with promotoras instead of immediate family. Promotora Fabiola Rodriguez has seen that. She says these days it's especially true about mental health concerns.
People is not too open to talk about in their own circle, but with us, they're open a little bit more.
She can lend a sympathetic ear and then connect people with crisis counselors. Out with Rodriguez today are fellow promotoras Socorro Linden and Teresa Gerber. Linden says the people who do this work feel a strong internal drive to serve their community.
Un canario, a bird, naturalmente canta, ¿verdad?
A canary by its nature sings, she says. Promotoras have the same need to help people.
Tú traes un don en la vida.
Gerber tells me her daughter jokes she has a gift for being in people's business.
Siempre dice, no, mom, yo no voy contigo a la tienda porque no, duras mucho, toda la gente te conoce.
She always says, no, mom, I'm not going with you to the store because it takes a long time. Everyone knows you and you spend so long chatting with everyone. Gerber lost a dear friend to COVID. That experience only strengthened her resolve to do this work. And today, the women have already made a clear impact. Leticia Marquez stopped by Tamales Lupita to pick up some tamales. The sweet kind, she says emphatically, not the kind filled with chile.
De chile no, pero de dulce sí.
Now, Marquez eagerly flips through the promotora's information packet. She says two cousins and two close friends lost their jobs because of the pandemic. They're struggling to pay rent, so she'll share this packet with them. This is a success story. Right now, when COVID-19 cases are so high around El Paso, it feels too risky for promotoras to go door to door. They hope the people they reach here in parking lots will go share what they've learned with others. Marquez says she came here in search of top-notch tamales. She didn't expect to also find such helpful guidance. Thank God I stumbled across this, she says. I'm Mallory Falk in El Paso.